Hi, welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. This is a continuation of the course to understand Windows Server IPAM 2012 R2. We have already covered module 1 to take a look at the overview of Windows Server IPAM. And in this session, we will be looking at module 2, where we understand role-based access control and audit using Windows Server IPAM. Let's take a look. Role-based access control is useful when the admin of a data center needs to assign different admins for different tasks such as infrastructure maintenance, system maintenance, fabric address maintenance, and so on. It is also useful for delegation and for segregating the responsibilities with various admins. In Windows Server IPAM, there are some basic terminologies which come to use for RBAC. They are user role, access scope, and access policy. Let's look at each one of them. A user role defines the subset of operations that are associated with that role. An access scope is a grouping of various network entities. And the idea is to associate an admin to an access scope. An access policy is a rule which associates a domain user to a user role and an access scope. In other words, it defines what are the functions that an admin can perform and what are the objects he can perform these functions on. This is the basic functionality of RBAC in IPAM. Before we go into a demo, let's understand what are the audit capabilities that are provided in Windows Server IPAM. The three basic capabilities are IPAM Configuration Events Audit, DHCP Configuration Events Audit, and IP Address Tracking. IPAM Configuration Events Audit is nothing but the ETW events of IPAM Configuration Channel. They are stored up to a certain amount of time until the user chooses to purge the data. DHCP Configuration Events are picked up from the managed DHCP server's operational channel. The collection happens periodically. IP address tracking is quite useful. It associates the DHCP lease information and the domain controller user and machine authentication events to identify which IP address is allocated to which MAC or client ID, to which hostname, to which user, and allow the user to search based on any of these parameters. Now that we have the basic theory available to us, let's take a look at some demos. Let's demonstrate how an admin can use role-based access control in Windows Server IPAM 2012 R2. This is the IPAM console and we are in the access control pivot. As you can see, we see a lot of built-in user roles. What we are going to do is, we are going to create a custom user role based on our own business logic so that we have a subset of operations that we might want to assign to an admin. We go to the tasks and choose to add a user role. Let's give it a name. Let's say DHCP scope edit. We will select an operation from those available in this list and click OK. So our role has been created. Generally, all network entities are associated with the default access scope of global. Let us create a new scope so that we can do our tests on it. Let's give it a descriptive name. An address range. And apply. Okay. Let's look for our scope. Here it is. It is also by default assigned to the access scope of global. As we described earlier, an access scope is a grouping of various network entities which we want to be managed by a particular admin. Let's create a new access scope. Let's call this the Singapore access scope, and it's a child of the global access scope. Okay. Let's assign our newly created scope to this access scope. We right click and choose to set access scope. By default, all objects inherit the access scope from their parent. Let's uncheck this and choose our access scope. Okay. Now we created a user role which is the DHCP scope edit operation. We created an access scope which is the Singapore access scope. Now all that remains is for us to create an access policy. An access policy will associate a user to a user role and an access scope. In our case, we will be associating a user to perform DHCP scope edit operations on all network entities which belong to the Singapore access scope. Let's go to the tasks and add access policy. We will choose our Contoso user. We will assign a role and an access scope to him. DHCP scope edit operation and Singapore access scope. Now that we have created this association of the user to the operation and the access scope, we'll click apply. Okay. The association is done. Now we will log in as the user test. Here we are. Let's go into the scope we had just created. So now that we have the edit permissions, let's go ahead and try editing something. Let's change the lease duration. Okay. The operation was successful. Now, because of our access policy, we should not be able to perform any other operation apart from edit DHCP scope. Let's try a new operation, create DHCP reservation. Operation not allowed. Logged in user does not have this privilege. That is as expected. So our role-based access control prevented the user test from performing any operation other than edit. Also, because of the access scope, we should not be able to perform the edit operation on any access scope which is not Singapore or its child. Let's try edit operation here. Let's change the lease duration again. Okay. The operation failed because the logged in user did not have the privileges. Okay. That is also as expected. So that is a demonstration of how role-based access control can be used. Now let's take a look at the various audit options available. You can find event catalog details in the individual pivots of the various groups available in IPAM. The common pivot to look for audit information is the event catalog pivot here. As soon as you select the IPAM configuration events sub-navigation pane, you can filter based on various criteria to find IPAM configuration events over a period of time. You can choose various operations such as retrieve the most recent data or purge event catalog data. You can also export the data for further data analysis. The DHCP configuration events are picked up from the operational channel of the various managed DHCP servers. A periodic IPAM task picks up these events. You can choose based on the server name, and you can add other criteria to search by. IP address tracking correlates DHCP lease events and user logon events to identify what IP address is associated to what user and which machine. You can search by IP address, by client ID, by host name, and by username. The DHCP lease events between these dates help to well define your query to a particular time. So this is a demonstration of the various audit options available in Windows Server IPAM. That concludes our demo for role-based access control and audit. Our next module in this course will take a deep dive into address space management using Windows Server IPAM. For more information on RBAC and audit using Windows Server IPAM, you can refer the TechNet links. Thank you.